Christ existed a long time before Jesus did. In fact, there is the Buddhist consciousness, the all the other civilizations had different names for the Christ consciousness, but the Christians call it the Christ consciousness because it is part of who we are. It's the next dimension of your being. The fourth dimensional consciousness is exactly what we are striving for, the fourth dimensional consciousness. And Christ existed long before Jesus. Christ is a consciousness. It is an awareness of the fourth dimension of consciousness where the God consciousness exists. Now, I want to just talk to you a minute about this. When I started my journey, I wanted to know Jesus. That was one of my desires. I wanted to know Jesus. I wanted to, he was my idol. And I thought, oh, if I could only be like Jesus. And when I was very young in high school, my father gave me a book called What Would Jesus Do? And I read the book, and there was different things that I was invited to do each and every day. And as I moved into reading this book, it was things like pick up a hitchhiker. And when my father got to that part, he said, don't do that. You're not allowed to do that. So then there was another thing. You had to befriend somebody that nobody else wanted to be a friend to. There was all these little things that I was had to do in order to do what Jesus did. And I really worked at it. And, you know, in high school, you don't think this is not the norm. So I was kind of different from most of the kids, because I was always trying to have this interconnection. I wanted to have this connection with Jesus or God. And as I grew into this understanding of that there's more, there's always more to moving your consciousness. So as I did all these nice things, that was wonderful, but I still wasn't getting what I wanted. I still wasn't getting to that place that I wanted to have that experience of God. And I kept asking, how do I get this experience? And the answer kept coming, meditate, meditate, meditate. So I didn't know much about meditating, and I began my meditations as best as I could. And as we know what happens, so there's 1,000 monkey minds going boop, 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 and we can't calm ourselves down. And I eventually kind of got quiet one day, kind of quiet. And in that moment, I saw the most beautiful blue light with like all these sparkles. And it was like, you are part of the universe. You are part of the universe. Well, that blew my mind. I didn't understand how that could be. How could I, in this body, be a part of the universe? So I started meditating on that. How is it possible to be part of the universe? How can I blend with this other part of whatever? Because it was all a puzzle to me. But what began to happen to me as I meditated and I stilled myself, I started connecting to this different vibration and energy. And by connecting to this different vibration and energy, something was happening within me. And once it began happening within me, I got real excited, and then I wanted more. I decided that God was the great seducer. That God was the seducer. He was seducing my soul, saying, come on, Jane, come on. Come on, go another step. Find out more about who you are. This is why you're here. You're wanting to find out more about who you are. And my journey took me a long way around. But actually, about 40 years ago, this week in March, I had my first spiritual experience that shocked me to death. And that was, I began to see my first past life. I had a past life experience, which shook me to the core. Because knowing that the past life experience, which I never even knew anything about, I never studied anything about past lives. I didn't know anything at all about reincarnation, but I soon learned. When I had that past life experience, it opened my eyes to that I was a soul evolving. If I could have had a lifetime experience over 300 years ago, and now here I am, what is going on? I evolved through this life into a new life, into a new life, into a new life. You follow what I'm saying? It's that experience that we have when we know that God is in us, moving us, and that we've had all these other opportunities to grow and change and to move. So I'm dedicated to help you grow, change, and move, because we all are one. We are all on this journey together. And as I move and have my being more in God, more in God, more in God's presence, then you will automatically have a greater experience of God, simply because if I hold the light at a certain degree and you take a part of that energy and light of mine and you feed your family more light and more energy, we're all going to change. So Jesus knew that he was a soul evolving and that he had many lifetimes before he became the Christ. Consciousness. It's a state of consciousness. It's a state of consciousness that belongs to all of us. So Jesus, knowing that he was a Christ, he had a new dimension of being that he had to move into. It is the total awareness and understanding of the higher self in God. You are pure God beingness. You are totally 100% God beingness. And when you own that and you understand that, then you move faster on your path. Because if you think you're just this limited self in this personality, then that's what you're going to be, the limited self in this personality. But when I got to understand that I had other lifetimes, when that became conscious into my conscious awareness, I started to move quicker and quicker as I understood more of my soul. You have all had other lifetimes. You've all had times where when you've been queen and king and a soldier and a priest in a convent, you've had all kinds of lives. We're just a great picture of all types of history that we've brought with us this lifetime. We are magnificent. We have now, at this point, made a conscious effort to move into the next dimension of our beingness, which is the fourth dimension, where you are become totally one with your whole self. You become God conscious. You become cosmic conscious. You become aware that you're all one. Then there's no separation. How can I not? I don't want to hurt anyone because you are me and I am you. You have a whole different understanding of each other. And there's so many changes. And one of the things I found out, because I had so much, so many lifetimes, that I was working out this lifetime, that my life changed so many times. So one of the things that I was asked to do when I had an out-of-body teacher, okay, and when I'd meditate, this out-of-body teacher would speak to me, would communicate with me in dreams, or would communicate with me I'd go to a book and I'd find a page to read, and I got information that way. But once you've decided to move in consciousness and take the steps towards greater awareness of yourself, then you get somebody, the masters, I call them the masters, start helping you. You are assigned. I promise you. I tell you, this is the truth. You will be assigned somebody to be by your side that will help you move, will help you get new understanding of who you are. The minute you commit to moving your consciousness, you get help. You get help because you're going to start listening and you're going to start wanting to have a greater understanding of your whole self. You start saying, I don't like this limited self anymore. I'll do anything I can to get it out of my way because it's keeping me stuck. I want to dance. I want to sing. I want to have fun in this great cosmic life dream that we have. And the more we let go of ourselves, our little self, the greater we have this new capacity to love, a new capacity to understand, to tap into the energy of God and the understanding of how God thinks. And I know that sounds maybe weird, but you start to tap into that wisdom. You are no longer blind going along with just blind faith. You have understanding. And that understanding supports you on your journey. Once you've made your commitment, once you say, yes, I want to move forward, yes, I'll do whatever it takes, I desire to know my whole self, you get help from above. You are assigned a teacher, somebody to support you. And I say that, I know that's the truth. I know that's the truth. And that's the truth for just every one of us. Because we are evolving and we need the help. We need the help to take, to get rid of our old way of thinking. Because we're going to think a whole different way. We are going to see ourselves in a whole different way. We no longer are limited to our old way of thinking, but we have to let go of our old way of thinking in order to open ourselves to a new way of understanding. You start using your intuition, and when your intuition is working with you, you start to be able to tap that higher energy within you. And tap that, once you start tapping that intuitive self of yours, then you can understand what you need to do tomorrow or what's happening in your children's life or your loved one's life that you can support and love. You are so one with another soul that you can almost walk right into them and be them for a moment. And you can just read what's going on in their consciousness and you help them to move their consciousness. You do not get those kind of gifts to walk into somebody's consciousness unless you have you have purified your thinking process, so you won't use another person. You will never be able to have those gifts if you ever would use them for wrong. So it won't happen. So you don't ever have to worry. I used to say, well, wonder if I did something terrible and told something to somebody I shouldn't have. But the truth of the matter is, I wouldn't have had that understanding if I hadn't purified enough of my consciousness to be able to walk into you and to support you on your journey. Because we are always evolving. We're always changing. And to grab that moment that we get to change and grab it and move with it is a wonderful way of speeding up our evolution. Because once I began to understand I had other lifetimes and I had to move in this lifetime and do certain things, and I had certain responsibilities and my children and all the things that were in my life, I started to really want to get to the very essence of my being. I didn't want to stop. I did not want to stop. I would ask every day, please take me my next step, even though I might not like it. And maybe I wish I hadn't done that, but now I'm in it, and it's happening to me. And thank you, God. Thank you, thank you.
The biggest thing that I ever learned to do was say thank you to the things I didn't like the most. I tell you, if you learn to do that, you're going to speed up your evolution. You're going to move faster if you will embrace those things that you don't like. Because the things you don't like are the things you have to overcome within yourself. I found that out. I found that out so clearly that the thing I might not like about another person was the thing I didn't like about myself. And once I understood that, then everybody was my friend because they were teaching me about me. And the more I was able to connect with them, and the more I got to the, if I was with somebody I didn't like and I didn't understand it, I thought, okay, I've got to find something out for myself right now. I need to know what it is I don't like about myself. And I was always surprised, but always happy to take that burden off of me. Take that burden, because it is a burden. You carry these things, and you carry them on, and you can't get rid of them, and they just drag you down. You're tired, you're weary. But if, as you move through these moments of, I call them purification, then you get free, and you are, we are one-tenth conscious, but we become two-tenths conscious, and then three, and then wholly conscious, you see. So it's the evolution. It's that wonderful process that we become whole in the moment, whole in the Christ consciousness. And then we see everything from a higher dimension. It's like standing on top of a mountain and looking down, and you can see all the traffic that are going around the mountain, and you're watching everything that's happening from a higher viewpoint. And if there's an accident going to happen, you get to see it before it happens, so you are prepared for it. You are prepared for it. If you stand on the mountain, when you meditate, you're standing on the mountain. You are standing on a higher position. You are tapping into the universal consciousness, which feeds you what you need to do in any certain situation. So you're not so lost. I used to be so lost. I didn't know what I was doing. And I was just like, oh my God, what do I do with this child of mine and this husband of mine and all this stuff that I was working through and this mother-in-law of mine and all this crap. It was just crap, crap, crap. And then finally, I started to get wise. I started to get wise. And I started to work in the best interest of my soul rather than the best interest of my personality. Because our personality will trip us up every time. It will trip us up because it wants what it wants for itself. But the soul wants to evolve. So I am so proud of each and every one of you here that has said, yes, I am willing and ready to take a spiritual step. I want to learn. I will do the meditation. I will connect with that part of me where that I can find my true self. You are true, pure being. That's what Jesus found out. He was pure God being. That's what we all are. And as we take these onion skins off and we become more clear and more capable of walking in that new energy, and it is a new energy. It's a vibrant energy. It's a energy that moves you with vigor, and you don't get old because you're always moving and you're always excited about your life. It takes you on this wonderful journey because you aren't separated. You're always with those that are loving you and you are loving them. You see, what the most important thing I can say to you, love yourself enough to do the work. Love yourself enough to peel that onion. I'll tell you, it's sometimes pretty tough to peel, and it's not very much fun. But every time I peeled a little bit off, I got more light, I got more understanding. And boy, it was exciting because then I was ready to take another step and get more understanding. And then I was ready to go again. And then it became obsession. I couldn't get enough of it. I wanted to know. And every time the new light came on and I got a new revelation, I was getting revelations daily. you will be getting revelations and support for your soul daily. Daily. Those things are going to carry you forward and help you to move into this pure beingness that you are. Your pure beingness. Pure. So Jesus evolved just like we are. He has a desire to know himself. He desired to know God, his Father. Well, he finally moved into that state of consciousness where he was one. One with Father. One with the pure knowledge of this universe. It's the most exciting thing to know that this universe that we are a part of is a vast, vast many universes, trillions of universes out there. We're just a little bit of something. But we're together. We are together. And we're going to work together and make changes for each other. If I change, I'm going to help you change. If you change, you're going to help me change. And then we're going to help our families change. We are a family. We are a family of spiritual beings. And as we recognize it and take the responsibility for our spiritual growth, nothing will stop you. Nothing will stop you. Nothing can trip you up because you're always in integrity with yourself. Always in integrity with yourself. And in being in integrity with yourself, your integrity with every other human being on this planet. Jesus evolved. You're evolving. You're becoming more of who you are every minute of every day. And it's a exciting journey that we're taking. We're taking it together. We are supporting each other and knowing that these opportunities that are given to us to grow and change are great opportunities to do that which is ours to do. We can do anything. Everything is possible because we are connected to that divine energy. Anything is possible. So I think that's all I got to say. Anything is possible. Thank you for coming. And after, let's just talk to our friends and meet your family. If you don't know who's next to you, say hi to them, meet your family. And we are going on a magnificent journey together. Come next week. Oh, I got something exciting to tell you. On April the 16th, I'm going to have a grand opening. The Center for Enlightenment is going to have a grand opening, and we're going to have cakes, and we're going to have a meditation, and we're just going to have a wonderful time and meet each other and just have fun. And it's going to be a meditation, and then we're going to have just some treats, and after I feed you spiritual food, then I'll feed you other food. So please put that in the calendar and tell your friends, and I'll be emailing you and letting you know. Thank you for coming. Thank you for loving each other and loving me. And I'll see you. Just get to know your friends.